Hey, Todd, did you listen to last week's show?
This is a trick question?
No, I'm just wondering.
I listened to some of it.
And was it good?
It was all right.
It was pretty good.
It was okay.
It was a pretty good show. But guess what?
We're back?
Not as good as this show is going to be.
Okay.
This is going to be a great show.
So we've started.
Oh, yeah.
Can I leave this open?
Yeah.
Or is there too much ambient noise?
For those of you
what?
Who can't see us right now, Todd's talking about the door. He wants to leave the door open.
I wasn't referring to my butt. My butthole.
I just want to explain.
Chris, I wasn't talking about my butthole.
What's going on? He just wants to leave the door open.
Can I just leave this open?
Yes. Yes, you can. Okay. I think the levels are good. You know, a lot of people have been asking, like, how do we do this podcast? Well, we can't tell you.
Because we don't. Magic. We actually don't know what
no,
the hell
we
we're doing.
No, we don't. But guess what, Todd?
What's that?
I'm going to do some research right now. As we are on the air, I'm looking up on iTunes now.
What are you looking for?
You're going to like this. Because this could be something quite big. For those of you just joining in, we just winged right into it. We whipped into it. This is the Monday Mass.
This is the foreplay banter.
Oh.
What?
Okay.
What?
This, as we speak right now, this is episode 94.
Oh, I can't wait till we get to 100 because then we quit.
Then it's over. Maybe. Maybe. Okay, Todd, as we get into the show, let's talk about some of our wonderful sponsors.
Chris,
and then we'll talk about the last couple days.
Have to go on a trip and you're like, what am I going to put all this stuff in?
I'm going to put it in a paper bag with duct tape.
Fake news.
What are you going to do?
You're going to put it in a brand new OGO bag, the most cutting edge bags and luggage for traveling to do the fun things you like to do on the planet.
You know what I like when I have my OGO bags and they come out of the carousel?
You can identify them easily.
Well, and people look at me like, whoa, that guy's cool. They judge me by my bags, and that's fine. I have cool bags by OGO, and you can too. Because we have a code. So if you want to go and buy a bag on OGO.com, before you check out, put MASS. That's the word ass with an M in front of it with a 20 behind it. MASS 20 on OGO.com. You get 20% off.
That's a bargain for me.
That's right. Todd, all weekend long I've been hitting the NanoCraft CBD just due to, you know, the stresses of weekend stuff. I just, you know, like sleep well. Mm-hmm. I like to, you know, skateboarding, surfing all weekend, so I wanted to just feel good, and I feel good.
You ever just take like the NanoCraft CBD night stuff in the middle of the day and like just like have a battle with your body to stay awake?
No, do you do that sometimes?
I did it by accident the other day.
No.
Yeah. It was not cool.
I just put about seven or eight drops of the NanoCraft CBD day cocoa mint 300 milligram CBD product in my coffee at 9 a.m. this morning. I'm fired up.
Wait, you put more caffeine in your coffee?
Double drip.
Wow.
Because it's kind of energetic, but at the same time calming because the CBD interacts with the coffee and it just provides. Do you hear how smart I sound right now?
You know what? In my brain, I'm picturing, like, you know, the beginning of Breaking Bad when, like, all the, like, the periodic chart is
yes.
going. That's what I'm picturing in my head while you're saying that.
I sound smart right now, don't
mm-hmm.
I?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not owing it all to what I've been drinking this morning, but it's helping.
You know what? The other day, I tried a other CBD brand, and it literally tasted like I was putting drops of bong water under my tongue.
That's what happens. Stick to what you know. Stick to NanoCraft CBD. Follow them at NanoCraft CBD. New Wave Soda, it's springtime. We're coming into summertime. And while there's still snow falling, you're going to want some refreshment out there, people. Todd, I know you've been loving. I got to get you more.
The problem is that, you know, we go through it real quick at our house.
You have four people at your house and a cat.
Two cats. The cats don't drink
the cats
soda.
Don't drink the New Wave Soda.
No.
But you do.
I do, my kids do, and my wife does.
Okay, so everybody's drinking it.
That's like it. That's 2 days worth of soda.
Right. Okay, well, we'll get you more because they're a sponsor of the Monday Mass.
New Wave Soda.
Wave Soda.
At Wave Soda. New Wave Soda.
Well, it's
New
New
Wave Soda.
Wave Soda.
Okay.
But if you go to Instagram, it's at Wave Soda. We're going to have a code coming out for that soon. Lastly, but not leastly, if you looked at my Instagram this morning, you'll see my girlfriend cut her finger on Thursday night. And this, so she's a jeweler,
looked
right?
Like she cut it with a sword.
She cut it real bad. But the worst part about it, not the 5 hours we spent at the emergency room.
Oh, you guys had to, you guys actually yeah. went to the ER.
She cut her finger at 4:50 in the afternoon.
Of course she did, on a holiday weekend.
On a holiday, no, and but the worst, she worked all day, cut her finger 10 minutes before she was supposed to come home. That to me is kind of reminiscent of every time I take a flight on a trip with an OGO bag, I'm always thinking, if this plane crashes, let it crash at takeoff, so at least I'm comfortable. I don't want it to crash on the landing, because then my last 10 hours of life were spent on an airplane. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of like that. If you're going to cut yourself at work, cut it in the morning, and then you get the rest of the day off. But long story short, you know,
interesting,
hospital, blah,
interesting
blah, blah.
Theory.
This morning, I put some active skin repair on the wound, which is stitched up. It's going to help
How
that
many?
Thing heal quickly.
How many?
Three stitches.
Three stitches?
Well,
that's super glueable.
It's on the knuckle, so it's just kind of gnar. But I did come up with a new phrase. It's kind of risky. It's risque.
Gnar knuckle?
No. So she barely grazed a ligament. Mm-hmm. Didn't do any damage.
Oh, really? Okay, so that's more serious.
Oi, you nipped a liggy. So if anybody out there almost cuts themselves on a ligament but doesn't, you can say, I almost nipped a liggy. It's brand new terminology, Todd.
Do you have to say it with an Australian accent?
Maybe. Or Scottish. Get this. An active skin repair also has a new product coming out for little babies. And we have a code, MASS20, at Active Skin Repair.
Does it make them sleep?
No.
Oh.
No. You're not allowed to give babies anything to make them sleep. They're just going to do it or not do it, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
This coming June, this is pretty big. Todd, I know you did. I did. I had an addiction. A lot of us out there had an addiction to Tony Hawk Pro Skater.
Oh, my God, Chris. Do you remember? Okay, you might not remember because you might have been. No, you probably remember because you're not that young. Do you remember?
Wait, what?
Do you remember?
Keep going. I'm going to open the window.
I'm trying to remembering. What did you do? Is it okay?
Active skin repair.
Help me. I remember when Tony Hawk Pro Skater 1 came out and I got it as it was like a demo disc.
Oh,
and there was like 5 games on it and I got it at some GameStop or whatever.
I got that.
Yeah, and it was like one level.
Yeah.
And
it was SF? What was the level?
It was the Inside the Warehouse one.
That's what it was.
I think it was.
Yeah.
And
the hangar.
Oh my God. I think I played that till my eyes bled.
Played it till my fingers bled. It was the summer of 20 years.
So
1999.
What's your point?
So,
do you think Tony Hawk Pro Skater 1 is better than Tony Hawk Pro Skater 2?
Yeah, I think that just, well.
Tony Hawk Pro Skater 2 was a big leap in awesomeness.
So, the thing about Tony Hawk Pro Skater, it wasn't just the game. The game itself was incredible. It changed everything, right? The music. Yep. In that game is literally, there's not a lot of things that you do for 4 hours a day with just this ingrained repetition in your head. The songs that were in Tony Hawk Pro Skater, the whole series, are forever ingrained in your head. So, on June 9th, 2019, there is a 20th anniversary celebration for Tony Hawk Pro Skater in San Diego at Observatory North Park, featuring Bad Religion and Birdman, which is a cover band solely dedicated to Tony Hawk Pro Skater songs.
What?
Yeah. And I have 2 tickets to give away. It's sold out.
Who's in the Birdman band?
I don't know. I think they're from Norway or something. They're foreign. So that adds to
Wait,
the
Wait, you have
excitement.
2 tickets to give away and I don't get a ticket?
You got to win it.
God, horse shit.
So here's what we're going to do. We are going to do, I'm going to give these 2 tickets away. Todd and I are going to work together and give these 2 tickets away. all you have to do is in the comments of the Monday Mass podcast on iTunes, leave a comment, a critique, constructive criticism, compliments, whatever. Be creative. Have fun. The next comments from now until next Monday, that's what we're going to draw from. You get two tickets to the TPS 20. We got to be in San Diego. Some restrictions apply.
It would help if you were local.
I'm not flying
you
out.
Yeah, we ain't flying you nowhere.
I'm not even going to drive you anywhere. You got to get yourself there.
That would be funny.
But if you're local and you leave a comment, Todd will pick you up here. No, he won't.
I'm not going to, but that's funny though.
So that's pretty cool.
That's way cool.
And
how did you get two tickets?
I'm hosting it.
You are?
Yeah. Yes, I am.
That's
killer. I am hosting. So this is my adolescence coming to life.
So what, like when you're hosting, like you just get up on stage?
Well,
and
it's a benefit for Tony Hawk Foundation.
Oh, rad.
So by buying tickets, then this thing already sold out. We're getting skate parks built, and we're very excited. And yeah, I'm going to host.
Dope.
Did I tell you? I told you last week I'm friends with Tony Hawk, right? I just wanted to reiterate that. So if you don't have a ticket and you don't win a ticket, I'm sorry, you're out. I celebrated a birthday. A no beer birthday. 5 years ago, I quit
five
drinking.
5 years of no beers.
Yeah, 5 years no beer, so I'm just patting myself on the back. And I actually put it on Instagram, Todd, that if anybody wants to DM me, I don't have any secret. I'm not perfect. All I did was just quit drinking because I had a real bad drinking problem. And I put on my Instagram, hey, DM me if you need advice or whatever. And a bunch of people did. And so it made me feel pretty good.
Did you give them real advice?
Yeah, I did. And I leave that open. DM me if you feel like you might have a problem with alcohol. You can DM me. You never really drank. You weren't like a big drinker, were you? Did you have a phase or?
Not really. I like margaritas.
Did you ever waste away in Margaritaville?
Kind of.
A little bit.
But never like, because margaritas are complicated. And then like, so it's like, it has to be, you wouldn't just like come home and
whip up a marg
or eight for yourself every night.
Right.
And if you did, I think that you would, you know, that'd be a problem because you'd be going through a lot of.
That's right.
There's a lot of steps in making a good margarita.
So maybe that worked in your favor because it was a pain in the ass to make the drink you like.
Look, people have addictions, Chris. It doesn't mean they have to be what beers. You just fell into beers.
What are you addicted to? Come clean.
What am I addicted to?
Audis.
Fucking internet, dude.
The internet. Instagram. What is your screen time looking like?
I've been down a little bit, but like it's
5 hours.
It is a problem. Yeah.
Me too.
It's a fucking problem.
And that makes me really loathe myself sometimes. Being serious. I hate that I look at my phone so much.
I do too. But it's like, it's that full, you know, there's been
FOMO.
There's been a million studies about it. And like, it gives you a dopamine rush the same way that you would get from doing
alcohol,
drugs.
I've replaced alcohol with Instagram.
It's true.
God damn it.
It's true.
Well, I'm going to deal with that addiction next.
At least Instagram doesn't give you extra chins.
That's true. Both of them potentially can get you laid. Alcohol and Instagram. So it's almost easier to get laid on Instagram than it is on alcohol.
I don't.
To be honest.
Don't know.
I don't know either anymore. But I did.
Anyway,
sorry. That was crass.
Interesting.
I was putting out a great message about myself, and then I reversed it by sounding like a predatorial weirdo. So yeah, celebration for me. 5 years, no
beers.
That's
pretty good.
This is pretty cool. We had just mentioned a couple episodes ago that we wanted someone to make some logos and some designs. A guy named Jeff Eller, a graphic artist, made some designs.
Saw the designs.
You can. So thank you, Jeff. We'll post some of those later today. Oh, yeah. I forgot to mention, this is Tuesday, May 28th.
We're working on getting an Instagram.
Yes, we are. And a website.
So that everyone can come together in one place
and not
come on my Instagram anymore and say bad things about Chris.
Not come on Eileen. JE_design_illustration is his Instagram. Thank you, Jeff Eller. You're awesome. Todd, what do you say we get into the show?
All right.
Skate News is brought to you by Quincy Woodwrights. USA Wood. makers of such notable boards as the Folklore Project, Quincy Woodwright skateboards, a bunch of cool shops around the world, Blue Tile Skate Shop, et cetera, et cetera. They make great boards. Follow them at Quincy Woodwright's. We celebrated the birthday of one of the best to ever do it, arguably the most stylish to ever do it in skateboarding, Dylan Reeder. His birthday was yesterday, Monday, Memorial Day. And I know you actually, you knew Dylan when he was a little kid, right? Tell me about your, when you knew Dylan Reeder, when you first met him.
Dylan and I both, you know, rode for Quicksilver. And because I skated and because I was friends with Ablo, Ablo would, you know, include me on in most of the skateboard stuff.
Right.
So I would go and, you know, hang with Dylan and Reese and all those guys. And yeah, Dylan was like a little kid, but we would go on all these photo shoots and it was like, you know, we were all just tight. Like I've been on like a lot of photo shoots with Dylan Reeder, a lot of trips with Dylan Reeder. And he was, you know, was the raddest, most chill, relaxed dude ever. And it was, yeah, we just had a lot, you know, be from going to Hawaii or going to, you know, random like Palm Springs in the desert or just, you know.
There's tons of shoots and
just funny stuff. Yeah. Lots of memories of Dylan.
And it was pretty cool just to see, you know, that he could never be forgotten. I think he was probably, he changed skateboarding forever.
Did. I think he did.
His style, the tricks that he did.
The fashion of skating.
The fashion. You watch his kind of seminal supreme part where he skated in excess, never tear us apart. I mean, to me, top five skate parts of all time.
Not to mention
hands
like,
down.
Like shoes, like what was acceptable to wear as like a skate shoe. Yeah. Remember his Gravis shoe that was like so controversial?
I remember. It came out and I got
it.
It's
like a dress shoe.
It was they're really hard to wear. But he made them look good.
Yeah.
And that was the thing is like what the things that he could make look good and the rest of us try to make look good, we're just going, no, you can't do this.
Now you wouldn't be wearing a tucked in wife beater with high waisted pants
would not.
To skateboard.
I would not, but I never seen a person make everything look good like Dylan Reeder. So happy birthday, Dylan Reeder. Another never forgotten skater will be celebrated this weekend starting May 30th through June 2nd. Adidas Skateboarding is doing a partnership with the Harold Hunter Foundation.
My fucking Harold.
That's right. Harold Hunter Day weekend. Wait. Why wouldn't they just call it Harold Hunter Weekend?
What? They say Harold Hunter Day Weekend?
Harold Hunter Day, which is a day. And it, you know what? He demands more than one day. So the Harold Hunter Day Weekend is all happening in New York City, Thursday, May 30th through June 2nd. Most of us remember Harold from the movie Kids, right?
Yeah, he was in Kids.
He was in Kids.
I remember Harold from before Kids, dude.
New York.
Before New York.
Wow, you knew Harold as a kid, too.
I just knew Harold because he used to show up at these skate contests that we used to do in, like, Connecticut, where, like, people would come from New York and people would come from New England, and Harold was Harold, holding court.
If, since a young age, he was just
Harold,
that.
Just
yeah.
Harold. Harold that, is
yes,
who
Harold
you
does.
Saw in Kids. That is, actually, that's a subdued version of Harold.
A beloved skater
awesome.
From New York. And here we go into the world of skateboarding contests. Street League happened in London this weekend. As usual, Nyjah won it. No surprise there.
What did Booty Shorts do to win?
I didn't watch madness. I watched some of the highlights, but the ultimate highlight for me was the one and only authentic Andy Anderson. You see, I posted his run on Instagram.
It's pretty crazy.
The dude he's so fun to watch.
What did he do, 50-50 to front foot impossible out of?
He did, that was his closer. 50-50 down this like ledge rail thing, front foot impossible. But then he was doing Smith 5-0, backflip 5-0, like the craziest combination.
The craziest one that he did on the quarter pipe was like, I think he did like lip slide Smith. To nose grind in, but like stand up. It was his combo tricks are bananas.
He skates like Tony Hawk Pro Skater.
He does.
He's, I would say, he's probably the most Tony Hawk pro skater-ish skaters that we have right now. And it was just insane because we got to see him in Vance Park Series. Then we got to see him in Street League.
How did he do in Vance Park Series?
Almost made the cut. But the whole thing is like, he does. He is, to me, he is the most punk rock skater out right now doing these contests.
How do you judge like his run compared to like, you can't?
Because he's doing super hard tricks that other people are doing. But then he'll do, he'll go up on a, like a mound in the middle of the park and do like a pogo freestyle trick. And then go back in and lip slide like something crazy. I mean, he has all the talent and skill to make the top three, top five of these contests in park and or street. But he chooses to do
what he wants to.
Crazy tricks, which I love, which to me, again, makes him the most punk rock skater out.
We kind of talked about this a couple weeks ago, just how like skating went through this weird stage where it was like, unless you fit in a certain box that was dictated by, you know, either it was like, you know, the Plan B dudes or the Chocolate Girl dudes or whatever. Like, you were just whack.
Yeah.
But now it's like, you know, people are...
Anything goes now, and I love it.
It is.
I mean, look at Nyjah. Nyjah's wearing stretch pants, bicycle shorts.
Booty shorts.
And winning contests.
Yeah.
And nobody calls him out. Nobody. Well, I think some people call him. But again, to me, that makes Nyjah punk rock because he does not give a fuck. He wears whatever he wants.
He really does.
There's him and Leticia Buffoni dressed the
same. I was going to say, who do you think has tighter pants
quads,
on?
Tighter glutes?
Tighter glutes, Nyjah.
They have
Leticia.
Great glutes, both of them. Gustavo Ibero from Portugal got second. He was wearing a visor. So
we're talking fashion.
Crazy
with
shit happening.
What did Shane O'Neill have on?
He got third. Shane O'Neill was dressed as normal as possible. Right. You know, whatever, polo, I don't even know. The women's side. So those are kind of your usual suspects. So Gustavo Ribeiro from Portugal, that's a kind of a cool shocker. And then Andy Anderson making the final 20 or whatever he did was really cool. But in the women's side, Pamela Rosa from Brazil won. No surprise there. Hayley Wilson from Australia, 17 years old, second place. Third place, an 11-year-old. Raisa Leal from Brazil.
Wow.
What was 11
she,
years old.
What was
old.
She doing? What was like?
She actually, you know what? I have a clip. I got a clip, and this is from the final tour stop. Let me see. I'll turn it up. Here you go. This is
I will narrate it.
Okay. Well, we have narrators, professional commentators.
Oh, okay. Do we know these guys?
One best trick attempt is Julia Raisa Mendez Leal. She needs a 5.7.
Paul Zitzer, ladies and gentlemen. Paul Zitzer.
So what
that
you,
was
what,
kind of a bummer. I thought she's gonna have a sick make.
Sorry, sorry. So that was Andrew Cannon.
I thought that was Zitzer.
No, that was Paul Zitzer and
Andrew Cannon.
Chris Cole.
But that was definitely Zitzer talking.
And Andrew Cannon.
I don't know. Was Andrew?
I mean,
Cannon was there.
Andrew Cannon was there. You want to hear it again?
Nope.
So anyway, we just watched an 11-year-old almost. If she would have made a heel flip, she maybe would have won Street League. And one thing of note, which is new for the end of 2018 and throughout 2019, if you're under 18 years old in an Olympic qualifier for skateboarding, you have to wear a helmet. So for the first time ever, we're seeing people wearing, well, I don't know, some people have chosen to wear helmets. Authentic Andy Anderson wears a helmet. But for the girls and for skaters under 18, man or woman, park or street, you have to wear a helmet.
Interesting.
And I think it's totally valid.
I was wondering how they were going to approach that.
You have to wear a helmet. I heard an event last year, I believe, Jagger Eaton, who was under 18 at the time.
He didn't want to wear a helmet.
Didn't want to wear a helmet, skated his run. Coach for a different skater, a different team.
Protested.
He got stripped of his points.
That's beat.
But I think he's 18 now. But anyway. The under 18 helmet rule in effect for Olympic skateboarding. It doesn't bother me.
You want to go?
I don't care if you wear a helmet.
You play by the rules.
But if you're 11 years old and you're doing heel flips down 10 stairs, I prefer you wear a helmet. I don't want to see. If you're 18 and you, you know, eat shit.
Who cares?
That's fine.
Right.
I don't like teenagers anyway. But if you're a kid, I don't want to see you smash yourself. So wear a helmet. Speaking of adults smashing themselves, this is fun. This is fun. You like downhill dirt skateboard racing, Todd?
I do now.
You do now, don't you? The sixth annual dirt board race at Cachagua.
Oh, you know what? I've seen.
They went there on King of the Road.
Yeah, yeah. I know what you're talking about.
This is in the hills of Carmel.
People get jacked up,
dude,
doing this.
The crazy thing about it. So this is a super steep. It looks like a mountain bike style hill. Super steep, very hard pack, surrounded by trees, rocks. All the skaters show up. They get these big dirt wheels to put on their boards or other boards. And the best quote for what this contest is all about comes from a guy named Zarosh. He says, quote, "Either skate with reckless abandon or get the fuck out." Are you getting out or are you skating with reckless abandon?
That sounds like a Hot Topic shirt.
Sick, though, right?
I guess.
Basically, bomb this hill or beat it. It's on Thrasher Magazine right now, .com. ThrasherMagazine.com right now. It's pretty awesome.
It's pretty dope.
It's, as I mean, it's raw. These fools.
Bombing. I mean, you can get jacked
and
up.
Not only is there, are there hills, but they have jump ramps, hips.
Yeah, lots of pain. Lots of pain.
Lots of road rash from dirt road.
Dirt road rash?
We should have provided active skin repair for the contestants.
It's not our job, Chris.
Well.
It's not our job. Ooh,
next time.
You know, this is funny.
What do you got?
Not that it's funny, but I saw this.
What?
This morning. This
what?
Santa Cruz News.
Oh, go ahead.
With Andrew Cannon.
Bring it in.
So
take the wheel.
On Instagram this morning, Santa Cruz is advertising this new VX deck technology where
yes.
they're like, they put a skateboard in like a little press thing. Not like a press, but it's like a, it's something.
A slammer.
It's, they're holding the skateboard and they're dropping weight on the tail specifically to
right.
like pinpoint like where you would break your board if you landed heavy on the tail.
They're saying it's a thinner board, that it's 10 times stronger than a normal.
And they're just like dropping 80 pounds on the tail.
Yeah.
And all kinds of crazy stuff. What do you think?
What do I think what?
What do you think about this?
I'd like to try one.
I feel like there was that, there's been several... Starting in the world of Bonite back in the day when Powell put out Bonite, which
yeah,
was like
you brought back Bonite,
which was a joke. It was like someone put like that roofing tar paper in the middle of a skateboard. It didn't do anything,
but it was a cool sales
right.
thing.
And
Bonite.
Then what was it? The X3 or X2 technology that was in some of the Zero boards a while ago. Actually, a lot of people
carbon fiber.
Yeah, it was some made your boards extra poppy.
Okay.
I kind of thought that worked.
Yeah.
Now, follow me here.
Okay. I'm with you.
Santa Cruz is making this super strong, thin deck.
Right.
That potentially doesn't break.
Right.
I feel like they're taking the Crocs approach to making skateboards where, like, you get a board and then you don't need a new one.
Because they just last forever.
They just don't break.
See, I don't break boards. And I really only skate at parks for the most part.
Until you scratch the graphics.
And so I, by choice, not by necessity, change boards. And I think there's a lot of people like that. You just kind of get tired of the board. And
they get soggy.
And yeah, that's what I'm saying. So the VX deck, it's thinner, it's stronger, according to the test.
I think we should try some.
Andrew.
Cannon.
Well, you know what was cool? And I actually had lunch with Andrew before this whole thing started, is he put together... He basically put it out on Santa Cruz Instagram. They're looking for skaters that break a lot of boards, right? They found 8 random dudes, big boys, that ripped, and they took them on a week-long skate trip to test these boards out. So it was pretty rad.
These particular boards.
These exact boards.
I will say this, that Andrew Cannon is...
Smart? If you're going to talk about Andrew, you need to talk closer to the
microphone.
Just
because he has glasses doesn't mean he's smart.
Well... He's a singer in a hardcore band, and he's a big fan of the show.
I know. I'm just saying. He's been very generous with hooking us up
yeah.
with skateboards.
So, have you tried the VX deck?
No.
Tell us. I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to the people.
They're not going to answer you.
There's 3 people.
Where are they going to answer us?
I don't know.
In the comments.
To win.
Tony Hawk Pro Skater ticket to paradise.
Sick. So.
How's that?
The jury's out. The video makes me believe.
How's that for a wraparound, Chris?
Good. Do you know where skateboarding was born? Don't say Dogtown.
No?
Encinitas, California, home of the Monday Mass podcast.
Wait, what?
Yeah, so this just came out in a local newspaper called the San Diego Reader, and it is due to a book called Urethane Revolution, The Birth of Skate, 1975, by John O'Malley. In 1974, Bain Surfboard Manufacturing Company, a couple blocks away from here,
oh, yeah,
in
Encinitas, right up the street from me.
They made surfboards, they made fins, they made skateboards. The skateboards they made went to a hill in La Costa known as Black Hill in the early 70s. And according to this book, this is where skateboarding was born.
Really?
Yeah. Maybe you got to get the book.
But do you think it was kind of like monkeys on an island where it was happening at the same time somewhere else?
Well,
they were learning how to use tools.
Probably. But, well, I guess skateboarding, maybe it's subjective because skateboarding was born when people took the roller skates off the skates and put them on the log mm-hmm. with the apple crate,
mm-hmm.
et cetera.
Back to
maybe
the future.
We're talking about modern
Marty
skateboarding.
Marty McFly invented skateboarding.
Exactly. In that documentary, Back to the Future.
That's right.
I saw that. So I want to get that book, Urethane Revolution.
Is it out now?
I'm fine with Encinitas being the birthplace of skateboarding. I love Encinitas. Jenkum.com did a website did a feature about print magazines. We've been crying for many months now about the death of print. Triangle Skateboarding, Triangle Snow, Surfing Magazine, blah, blah, blah. There are still a lot of good skate mags out there. You got to find them. King Mag is good. Free Skate Mag, Gray Skate Mag, Heaps Chat, Golden Hour, SBC, Solo Skatism, Low Card, The Skateboarders Journal, Slam. There's
Wait,
a bunch of good
the
magazines.
Skateboarders
out.
Journal?
That's right.
That's still happening?
I don't know. I saw it on Jenkum. I believe them.
Really?
Yeah. So print's not dead in the world of skateboarding. There's a bunch of good magazines out there. Again, you just got to find them. Subscribe to them. Support them.
I went to Barnes & Noble the other day. To
Barney
go
Zone?
Barn Zone. I mean, they say print is dead, but there is still a fucking giant magazine section there.
Right. What did you grab? What did you pick up?
I get car magazines from Europe there.
Big Bottoms?
I don't think they have those.
I thought that was an Audi magazine about like exhaust pipes.
Big
big holes.
Sweet pipes.
Did you get Loud Holes magazine?
No.
No? I heard it's great. It talks about, you know, exhausts.
Rev it or leave it.
Did you get Land Pipe magazine?
Yep.
How about Deep Pipe?
Deep Pipe?
Deep Pipe Mag. How much graphite do you like in your pipe?
A lot. Oh, graphite. That's
yeah.
Wait, that was in last night's Chernobyl. I saw.
Oh,
well, we'll get to that.
Yeah. So that was skateboarding news.
Skateboarding news has been brought to you by Quincy Woodwrights.
Quincy Woodwrights. That's right. Go. Follow them at Quincy Woodwrights. Snow news is brought to you by NanoCraft CBD. I'm gonna do one more little dropper full of the daytime CBD in my afternoon doldrums, which I get around 2.
What's the latest you'll drink?
What?
What's the latest?
I cut off coffee at 3.
Really?
The very latest. Usually around 1 or 2.
So with snow news, I have to address this straight away. Snowboarding lost one of the biggest characters the sport has ever seen this past weekend. Jason J2 Rasmus lost a long battle with cancer. He's had some ups and some downs, but he finally went on Sunday or Saturday, and it's a real bummer. Myself and a lot of the homies that were in Colorado at the same time. It's, you know, he's not hurting anymore, which is rad, but it leaves a huge personality hole in the
right.
sport. You know,
he had a rough life
towards the end. Yeah. He kind of did. He was, you know, he kind of had his ups and downs, but there were some really bright moments. He had a daughter that I think she's like 5 or 6 or four or 5 or 6 or something like that. And then, you know, it was one of those things, like another fucking cancer victim.
What was he predominantly known for in snowboarding.
Shit talking.
Really?
No, but he's Tuz was.
So how do you get the nickname J2?
Because in Vail there was these three. Actually, there was four J's. There was J1, J2, J3, and then Ninja J, and they were all named J, so they just had to label them different J's. So J2 was labeled and then became Tuz, and then people called him Deuce, and people called him Dummy and Doug, and he had all these different names. And but Tuz, you know, his style was, to put it lightly, unorthodox in snowboarding. He
really?
Was
wild style.
He looked like he was going to freaking kill himself off of anything, but he was gnarly. Like, he was a master of riding these log features at Vail, and he was one of the first guys that really stepped to kind of weird handrails. And
that's rad.
He was just Tuz was Tuz, and he's legendary from being like talking mad shit to shaving all of his pubes and mailing it to Burton when he was riding for Burton.
That's funny.
And they actually made an ad out of it. They took his pubes and made an ad.
That was probably in Blunt magazine.
It's sad because, you know, when the world loses a personality like that, and then you think about the current state of what snowboarding is, and there really are not these personalities anymore, and it's a bummer.
I agree.
You know, we need more people that are like Tuz. If anything, let J2's legacy be to influence a new generation to have a personality and don't just try to be like everyone else and listen to SoundCloud rap. And
I love weirdos.
Be boring.
Every sport needs some weirdos. Yep.
So J2,
gone, but not forgotten.
Exactly.
Well, in happier news, I guess this is kind of bittersweet. It was Gaper Day at Whistler. I had no idea
this
is.
You didn't know what a gaper is?
No. So tell me what a gaper is. And this is thanks you to John Veter for hitting me up with this information. Whistler is closing day at Whistler.
Yeah.
What's a gaper?
Just kind of a kook.
That's what skiers call a kook, right?
Well, it's kind of what we like. Gapers are just kind of like goony, super. Well, yeah, like people that just don't—they're super unaware of their just kookiness, which I actually think is kind of rad. Like,
yeah,
the whole gaper thing now is like gaping is trending.
So gaping is an activity.
You don't want to just gape around your.
No, I wasn't gaping around. I thought it was a gay party thing.
No,
which I'm totally obviously down with.
No, it's just like you dress up like a ding dong and go out and kind of just be kooky on the hill and not care. And there's not. It's more like just like, you know, like a costume party.
Yeah.
Well,
I watched a bunch of videos of Gaper Day up at Whistler, and they had pond skimming, nudity. There were men and women in G-strings, funny hats. It looked like an epic time, and that's fun. The bittersweet part, though, Whistler is now closed.
Gape Pride.
Gape Day is over. I love pond skimming. I've never done it.
There's a sick one. I mean, Mammoth is still... Mammoth's going to August.
Powder Days.
Squaw Valley is going to August.
Squaw!
Yeah. And how's this? Mammoth and Squaw and all these resorts got like 30-something inches like last week.
This is the coldest May that I can remember.
It fucking sucks.
I said this to my girlfriend in bed. I said, randomly, I was like, this is the coldest May I can remember. And she said, why do you sound like a pirate? And I said, oh, it's been cold for many fortnights this May. If this isn't the coldest May I can remember, I'll be a Blarney Stone. I don't know. But anyway, it is a cold-ass May.
It is cold May.
But you, Todd Harris, the other Todd, I saw on his Instagram.
He was up riding at Snowbird.
Arguably, is he more handsome than you?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Smarter?
Oh, yeah.
Better at talking?
Way better at talking.
So
he is a complete package.
The best Todd.
He is the best Todd.
I wish
he was
my co-host.
If you want to be a Todd, you need to Todd. Like Harris.
I'm just saying Todd Harris was riding powder at Squaw Valley or...
No, he's at Snowbird.
Another
resort that's still open.
Jeez.
I mean, it's just crazy. It really has been a really late season. I honestly think the seasons have shifted.
Yeah. The seasons have shifted. It's the coldest May in memory.
It's a long, the long winter.
Oh, I saw something fun.
What?
Recently.
Yep.
I'm late to this. Ken Block and Danny Davis doubles.
That happened last week right after we did our show.
Yeah.
That stuff dropped. So this is right after Peace Park.
So Ken
Boreal.
Ken Block is not snowboarding.
No, Ken Block is driving his Razor. What are they called?
Can-Am. It's a little dune buggy thing.
It's a dune buggy thing, and Ken put a track system on it, which is like treads, kind of.
Ken is nuts.
He has all the toys.
He is Batman.
He's kind
of
Batman.
This is a Batmobile type of situation.
He just has a lot of friends that let him do crazy shit. And this, I would be like, whoa, you know, Ken's going to go drive his, you know, drive his car in a snowboard park. He's already done that.
Yeah.
Like, this is like old hat for him. But for him to drive that Can-Am like on the wall of a half pipe and get like two tracks out the top.
Pretty rad.
It's really sketchy.
And Danny Davis is doing airs over him. Yeah. Whereas if he falls.
Yeah, he's run over.
He's run over by four tank treads. Which even Danny Davis's cat-like reflexes would not do well in the tank treads.
So that was really
cool.
That was on Instagram. And if you want to see more of that, you can go to hoonigan.com and you can see, or go to YouTube and look up Ken Block, Danny Davis.
You know, Ken Block and Danny Davis, both huge fans of this podcast.
Yeah, they are. I
so,
think Ken,
what's up, Ken?
Ken actually listens, but he said that...
Well, he's always driving around.
He said, can we shorten the podcast to 10 minutes?
No. Because that's all he drives for, because he drives so fast that he only drives for 10 minutes
Ken
at a time.
Like, Ken is short attention span theater, like, all the time.
Ken, well, he's already tuned out.
No, he hasn't even tuned in.
He got, like, halfway through the sponsor.
Boring!
Well, we think you're cool.
He's boring.
The new Last Resort with Stan is up now.
I saw it.
Is it better than this podcast?
Well, it's more
different.
It's more visual.
It's all snowboarding, right?
It's more visual.
And it's more visual.
Yes.
Okay, so it is not the world's greatest action sports podcast.
Some of his jokes fell flat.
It's the best snowboarding podcast.
No, by far, but it's not a podcast.
Video.
It's a
series. It's a vlog.
Vlog?
No.
It's
no,
a video.
We have some vlog talk and surf news.
It's a video series.
Vlog has become a dirty word, but Ken Stanley? Last Resort with Stan is up now, and we highly recommend it. We gave you a powder report from this weekend. It's snowing everywhere. Last week, we had Travis Rice on.
Oh, yeah.
And he told us all about Red Bull Recharged, but he couldn't tell us who won. Now we know who won. I watched all the videos. They were crazy. But I have to agree with Travis Rice that the winners were Ben Ferguson and Mark McMorris' team. Wait, no, Ben Ferguson's team.
Ben Ferguson. Mark McMorris was
Ben
Ferguson's team.
Who's Ben Fergus?
Ben Fargus.
Ben Ferguson. Yeah, he won.
What was that noise?
I threw something away because my computer's always full.
Why is that?
I'm going to get a new computer.
My computer's always full, too, and it doesn't matter if like you go and empty the trash or anything. It's like always full.
If anyone out there has an idea of how to make it to where our computers
aren't
always full.
We don't have an IT
tell us.
Department here at Monday Mass HQ.
It's us, and we're not...
And I am not going to the Apple store and setting up an appointment at the Genius Bar.
I will not.
Because they don't know anything.
I'm not.
They're like, well, we can send your computer out to have our Genius.
I need it.
Yeah, now.
Surf News is brought to you by Chemistry Surfboards, Todd.
Are you kidding me?
For real, it's official.
They came in and did this.
Well, I'm assuming.
Okay.
I didn't ask them.
Okay, cool. Yes, that's right. Surf News is brought to you by Chemistry Surfboards. Chemistry Surfboards out of Oceanside, California. If you want to have a surfboard made and you want me to do the art on the surfboard,
$50.
We can do it. No,
extra.
I'll just do it.
Really?
I'll freaking do it.
Thanks, Todd. Thanks, Chemistry, for allowing that. Did you talk to them about that?
Well, they kind of already were talking about it.
Okay. Graphics and art.
Not graphics.
By Todd Richards.
Some childish ass. Actually, you know what? My graphics on my surfboards are actually pretty good. And if it was somebody else's board, I would take my time.
Okay. You heard it here first.
If you want
me
to art your surfboard,
he'll take a
big
art all over it.
I will drop an art right on your board.
He'll grab your board.
And I'll just drop an art.
Smear it with his filthy art.
What if I just put paint on both my butt cheeks and just ran the surfboard up my butt?
Well, I'm going to rush in to order a board. Take that back.
Russian?
Because the guys at Chemistry will hand shape you a board. Todd will draw on it, and
it's not drawing, Chris. It's
finger
it's
paint.
Using maybe. Who knows?
Who knows?
Who
what
freaking knows what I'm going to do?
The 2019 Margaret River Pro is upon us, Todd. The best surfers in the world are back.
Did we talk about Karamas?
Going over the edge.
Why?
Yeah, Karamas is...
Well, wait. You don't want to talk about that.
I guess...
I don't think we talked about it because it wasn't over yet last week.
Okay, give us a quick update. Give us a recap in 150 words or less.
Kanoa wins it.
Kanoa Igarashi took his first...
Jeremy Flores gets second. Kanoa surfed like a champ, but you know, who cares? Steph Gilmore with the 10 heard round the world.
Steph Gilmore with a wave that any of us.
Number 88.
Would love to.
Steph, if you're listening, I know you're a huge fan.
Stephanie Gilmore is a big fan of this podcast.
Steph, that wave was bananas.
We love you. I had a dream about Stephanie Gilmore like 3 nights ago.
Really?
Stephanie Gilmore won that contest.
By far.
Super far.
Nice work, Steph. She was wearing the Jeep leader of jersey.
Did you hear any... So there was a little bit of criticism, and I think this contest, it was clean. There was great surfing throughout. The judging was pretty spot on throughout as well.
Mm.
So some people took some issues. A guy named Mike C. on Stab did some mansplaining after the event. Wrote off Carissa Moore.
Why?
Telling Carissa Moore she needs to learn how to do... The article is titled, Carissa Moore Must Learn to Pick Her Nose. I saw Jimmy Wilson on the beach yesterday. He told me to read this article.
Why? Wait, you talking about that reverse she did in her last heat?
No. So this guy, Michael C., wrote off Carissa Moore, went on to mansplain a nose pick, saying she should go to Waco to learn how to do a nose pick because every guy in the 80s, blah, blah, whatever it was. Anyway, Carissa Moore, who is America's sweetheart, the world's sweetheart, wrote back.
Oh, boy.
She said, I never reply to these kinds of things. I hardly read articles online. It's not worth my time, but I'm pretty bummed on this article, to be honest. I'm the only woman that did anything different and outside the box yesterday. Instead of celebrating it, you tear me down. A lot of people read your magazine and follow your account. You had the opportunity to say something important and make a difference, and you fucked up. She did not say that, but she said that first part.
That's kind of a bummer because Carissa did have one. She had an insane wave where she did like a reverse second turn.
Yes.
And it was so smooth and so perfect. Like, why would you hate on that?
Because you have to turn in an article. This guy fixated on something that maybe he didn't watch the whole, whatever it was.
Negativity gets way more attention than positivity online.
Exactly.
So there we go. But I'd love to see Michael C's nose pick.
He surfs all right. Like, he surfs pretty good. A little, you can follow him on Instagram.
It's just a bummer when, like, you know, someone does.
He's not
like
as good as Carissa Moore, first of all. But you don't have to be as good as someone to critique them. But here's the thing. He wrote the critique. She responded. She sent him 8 videos of her doing crazy nose pick reverses.
Wow.
And he posted a retraction and said he was sorry.
Really?
Which is a big step. So I applaud Michael C. and Stab for posting the retraction. And it was all is well in the world.
Hmm.
So.
Well, I think Carissa is the bee's knees.
I agree.
I wish I could surf like Carissa.
Me too. So I think that was just a case of you got to get something done. You put it out there on the internet thinking you want a reaction. You got it. And if Carissa Moore's pissed at you, you fucked up because she doesn't get mad at people. So that brings us to.
Does that mean all of Hawaii is mad at that guy too?
No. It's over now. He apologized.
All right.
And
but would it have been?
In a way.
She is Hawaii's sweetheart.
In a way, they got it right because now they got 2 pieces out of a non-news thing.
Wow.
And they got a reaction from Carissa Moore. So who knows who wins in this situation? Everybody wins. Because now maybe Carissa Moore is going to get pissed off and she's going to go to Margaret River and fuck this place up.
Damn.
Which is happening now. This contest could start today.
I thought it was Friday.
I thought today.
Really?
Well,
what's
I got
the
this
date?
Thing.
What's the date today?
I have no idea what day it is in Australia.
I think Thursday.
I don't think anybody knows.
It's a day ahead. It's a day ahead of us.
Really?
What day is it? It's Tuesday, so it's Wednesday there. What's Wednesday? 29th?
Well, listen.
What?
I got a thing from a thing.
Today's the 28th, dude.
Gosh, they're posting a lot of stuff on WSL right now.
It's the 28th. That means they start tomorrow. Wait. It is tomorrow there.
Leo Fioravanti. I'm watching a video.
I guess it's tomorrow there.
Griffin Colapinto just bagged a perfect wave. John Florence. So, wow. Oh, here we go.
What are you doing?
I guess you can't. That's the wrong video.
What the fuck is
Pat
that?
Pat O'Connell did a video where he talked about how good the waves are going to be to start off the Margaret River Pro.
Cool.
Men's and women's. May 29th through June 9th. You got shark boats, slabs, men, women, dogs, and cats living
together. Mass hysteria.
I'm excited for this contest. I hope the box goes because I'm excited to watch.
How was that Griffin Colapinto box wave?
I couldn't help but post it. He got eaten up and barfed out.
That's pretty cool.
That was spectacular.
It was a spectacular wave.
And I do not say that word willy-nilly.
Spectacular?
If I say something is spectacular, it is spectacular.
Spectacular!
Spectacular! There was a 30-second shark scare this morning on Instagram.
What?
Yeah. It came and went so fast.
What was it?
My friend Lucas from over here at Hanson Surfboards.
True.
Told me, have you seen the photo of Alyssa Spencer, a team rider at Hanson's? I go, no. I looked at the photo, and it says shark scare at lowers, and it's her doing a beautiful backside. A beautiful snap.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's a shark fin out the back. And I thought, oh, this is gnarly. And I put shark scare ? On Instagram. 30 seconds later, Gran Marazzi, a photographer, texted back and he said, ha ha, hoax. I photoshopped that.
Wow.
30 second shark scare.
Bad karma.
Nah. Because there was a shark sighting.
Do you remember the photo of me that I was like surfing the kind of inside at one of the local reefs here?
Yeah.
And then Mike Nelson photoshopped a shark fin in there.
Yeah.
And it like, actually he did like a psychotically good job of photoshopping it.
Oh, and then what happened?
And then yeah, see what happens?
And then a couple months, weeks later,
right?
A person got attacked by a shark.
Egg on my
at your same spot.
Egg on my face.
Great job, Mike and Todd.
Thanks, dicks.
Nora Vasconcelos, huge fan of the show.
Patty Project?
Laura Ennever, Jaleesa Vincent, took a limo down the east coast of North America.
Is it Patty? Patty Project?
Or something.
Patty?
You can find it on Stab or Monster
it.
Children.
I watched it.
On what?
On the internet.
Monster Children?
I don't know.
And?
It's funny.
Okay.
It's like a feel-good, funny, little artsy little thing.
It would have been fun to be in that limo. Those girls are awesome. They're hilarious.
I've never met Jaleesa, but she seems really hilarious.
I've never met her ever, but I feel like we're friends now because she's right up my alley. She's funny. She's
sick bowl cut.
She's rad. So you guys should watch it. That's our thing. There's some vlog wars going on right now, Todd.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's got a vlog,
mm-hmm.
for better or for worse. Todd Prod from Surfer Magazine. Not a fan of Julian Wilson's new vlog.
Why?
The new vlog says, in a way, In Between is actually the perfect name for Julian Wilson's vlog as it features all the stuff happening between the interesting moments of the world tour server's life.
Ooh, harsh realm.
Yeah. Making toast.
But that people like to see that.
I don't know the numbers.
I mean,
are too many vlogs out there? It doesn't bother me.
It doesn't bother me at all. You just watch the ones that make you laugh. I like those ones. Like, if it's like I hate saying action sports, even though it's in the title.
I know.
But it's like, I kind of like watching the mundane activities
of day to day life.
Right.
That's what a vlog is supposed to be, right?
But you have to be kind of a funny, silly person.
Yeah.
To carry. If you're like a serious guy. Like
I think that's what Todd is saying. Like, Julian's the wrong person to have a vlog.
For example, like you have
Mason Ho.
Right.
Great vlogger.
Yeah, like because it's so like he's just unique. And he's kind of cuckoo. And like Nora, like if there was like a Nora Vasconcelos blog, you would watch it because she's cuckoo.
Vlog.
Whatever. Vlog.
No, it's a different thing.
Vlog.
Vlog
is video. Do you watch blogs?
Yes. You read them.
Hey, you know what? I will read anyone's blog to them for a fee.
You will.
I will read your blog.
Be the voice of.
Yeah, I will be the voice of anyone's blog. If you have a blog and you want it to be spicy, I will read it.
And if you have a vlog, I'll watch it.
I'll watch it. Or not. Yeah.
I feel like, you know, again, we've talked about it. My kids only watch YouTube.
Can you mansplain YouTube to me?
It's a tube.
Can you mansplain to other men?
It's like a fallopian tube, but you watch it. You get it?
Did you say tube?
Fallopian tube. That's what YouTube is.
It's because YouTube?
You ever are go you, to YouTube?
Are you saying tube?
You go to YouTube?
Can you mansplain to other men?
YouTube? You can YouTube it. Laird Hamilton.
Do you ever watch ASMR vids?
Was on.
Do you know what ASMR
Joe Rogan.
Is? It's like when people go like this on video for like a half an hour.
Oh, yeah. Did you say ass to mouth vids? Yeah, I watch those. What? Oh, this is the silence whisper vids?
Yeah, but like they do like stuff where they like crinkle shit.
We're not filming this episode.
But do you feel relaxed while I'm doing this?
No.
How about now?
No, I feel like I feel stressed. Laird Hamilton was on Joe Rogan. Did you listen?
This is the coffee creamer guy.
Yeah. The guy, the coffee creamer guy, the ice cream.
The coffee.
He sits in the ice cream. I've heard it's a great episode. I think Laird's awesome.
I saw Laird foiling when I went up to Little Doom last year to go and hang with some bros.
The first
thing I saw was Laird.
Did you wipe your eyes like, am I really seeing this?
No, I just pointed out into the lineup and said, Laird!
Laird. Yeah, so Laird Hamilton's on Joe Rogan. Not the world's greatest action sports podcast.
He's a very popular podcast. Is it a vlog? Does he do a vlog? Is that a vlog?
Because
there's a video.
I think it's just a podcast.
A video podcast? A video.
He's got his shit together, unlike us.
I know.
I think you were just about to say Joe Rogan is an incredible interviewer.
I wasn't about to say that. But we can.
He really is.
He is a good interviewer.
And he'll tackle you. He'll choke you out.
He was an MMA guy for a while, right?
He'll wrestle you.
Is that what his deal was before?
A stand-up comedian.
And MMA.
First. Then he went and trained MMA. Then he was an MMA announcer. Now he's a comedian, podcaster, MMA announcer.
He's really good, though. My favorite one was when he interviewed the guy from InfoWars.
Hey.
What are you doing?
Straight up, they'll choke you out. He hates that guy from InfoWars. Lastly, in surf news, Sonny Garcia remains in the ICU of the Oregon Hospital. There's Gnarly. GoFundMe accounts
set what's
up.
Happening? Do you know anything? What's going on?
So last I heard is he is off the breathing apparatus. He's breathing on his own. And again, I don't know
no
exactly
still
what
nobody
that
knows like what like why. There's a lot of mystery surrounding this.
I think if you go to the GoFundMe, there'll be more information. So I know they're in some, you know, if like I said, I was in the emergency room for 3 hours the other night. It's probably going to be like $5,000. Imagine being in the ICU for weeks at a time. It's heavy. So there is a GoFundMe. You can go to GoFundMe.com and search Sonny Garcia.
On another note, not to make light of Sonny's, we'll complete Sonny's thought, and then I will pick up another thought.
Put a period on that. Right. Now move on to...
Talking about you being in the
emergency room.
Doesn't it kind of make you want to like take like a field medicine course where you would learn how to like... Cause
suture?
Just sutures. Basic suturing, like splinting... Yeah. Mainly suturing, because I feel like that there's a lot of times when, you know, I've taken friends or like my kids to the emergency room, because obviously anytime you get hurt, it happens on a fucking Friday night or a holiday weekend.
Always
happens. And
a lot of people blow their fingers off on 4th of July.
Totally.
Don't go to the ER on 4th of July.
Bad
news. Sucks.
But anyways, doesn't it make you think like you maybe would want to learn how to do that?
I took my 7-year-old son's stitches out of his head.
That's not hard, though. Taking stitches out
of his
head.
It was kind of nerve-wracking.
Why?
When it's your own kid.
But it's not, though. You just pile
up. I was nervous because he started bleeding.
Oh, well, that's active skin repair.
And I did use it, and he's fine.
Anyway, that makes me want to go and take like a field medical. What would you even call it?
Anyone out there teach... medicine.
I want to know how to give stitches.
Okay.
Because bitches need stitches.
No, snitches.
Oh.
And I don't agree with that because I think if you see something, say something. Nerd News, Todd, is brought to you by, if you see Todd giving somebody stitches, say something to the proper authorities. That's not right. Nerd News is brought to you by Panikin Coffee and Tea.
Do you feel like that if you know, you went up to somebody in like the airport, you're like, or not, maybe not the airport because they're super serious there. But
there's a
you,
Panikin at San Diego Airport.
But if you went up to somebody and said like, I just, it says, if I see something, say something. And do you think they would just like laugh at you sometimes?
What if you said to someone, hey, excuse me, sir,
there's
you see something, say something.
What if you saw, what if you like, there's a bag over there just by itself?
Well, yeah, that's what those signs are for.
Yeah, but not at the airport. Airport's
serious.
What if
you put your thumb out your zipper hole and you walked up to somebody, a man, and you said, hey, if you see something, say something, and you kind of like look down? You should try that. Nerd News is brought to you by Panikin Coffee and Tea. So, this is kind of cool. I went to see Pokemon Detective Pikachu over the weekend.
I have something
alone.
To add to this, but go ahead. You did?
I was alone.
You went to see it by yourself?
No, I was with my kids and my girlfriend.
Is it funny?
It's great.
Ryan Reynolds is good, huh?
Ryan Reynolds is the voice of Pikachu. And not to be a spoiler for this, it's not really a spoiler. So,
is it like Deadpool Pikachu, I heard?
It's pretty funny. It's not as raunchy. It's for kids.
Right, but it's
so
like,
don't get
it's
your
very,
hopes up.
It's very sassy, though.
It's sassy.
Sassy Pikachu.
At the end of the film, let's just say, without spoiling it, you see Ryan Reynolds in real life. He gives a hug to another character in the film. And in the middle of the hug, full screen, for some reason, focuses on his watch, a Nixon watch.
What watch? You know the what kind of
it's
watch?
Just kind of the octagon-shaped, classic Nixon digital watch on the wrist of Ryan Reynolds in the very end, the pinnacle scene of Pokemon Detective Pikachu. How did that happen?
Product placement. Hold on your butt, Chris.
Okay.
Because a new trailer dropped for the Terminator movie. We're the new Terminator. I know, but listen.
Is this linked?
This is linked.
Okay.
In that, you've got Linda. What's her name?
Ronstadt.
Linda Ronstadt. No, Linda Hamilton. Wait, what's her name? That's the main chick.
Linda Hamilton.
That's her, right?
Laird's wife.
Sarah Connor.
Sarah Michelle Gellar.
Listen, get on board with me
okay.
or get the fuck out.
Let's just say Sarah Connor.
Sarah Connor.
We don't know her name.
You know, obviously, if you've seen Terminator 1 or 2, you know who Sarah Connor is.
Yes.
But she's
John Connor's
mom. She is wearing a Nixon Regulus in the trailer.
What?
Yes. Someone is doing some damn fine
Why
product
don't you
placement.
Call Chad at Nixon.
He isn't going to answer.
Really?
No.
Wow. Travis Rice
he's
answered.
Not, he's not like Travis Rice.
So let's just call this a Nixonspiracy. And we'll investigate this, and we'll get back to you next week. How did the Nixon watch end up in the pinnacle scene of Pokemon Detective Pikachu? How did the Nixon watch end up in the trailer for the new Terminator film?
Here's the crazy part, is that the guys in marketing didn't know until the trailer dropped. And there was a bunch, like, my friends over there are like, holy shit!
If I worked there, I'd be like, okay, you got me. I put it in the movie.
Yeah,
I would take credit. Hmm. Maybe that's why I don't have a job at Nixon. No, I think that's cool. And once again, they're just a block away from us. We just got Nixon Spitfire watches last weekend.
I'm wearing mine. No,
you're wearing yours? No, you're not.
I'm wearing the other one.
So, obviously, we can't talk much about Game of Thrones anymore. It's over, but I got to watch this. You got to watch this, Todd. The last
I watched
watch,
it.
A Game of Thrones documentary. You did.
They even fucked up the documentary.
Oh.
It's boring.
Oh. Well, I read a thing about some things they learned during the documentary. They were going to film the King's Landing scenes in Croatia, but
right.
they couldn't because a lot of those places were... Okay, well if it sucks, then why are we talking about it?
They've kind of blown out their own scenes.
They've
I mean,
blown
like,
themselves
cause they,
out.
Because they film Westeros... Not Westeros, but King's Landing is in Croatia, and it's a beautiful bay, and it's like we're, you know, we're...
Beautiful bay in Croatia.
But they've, like... Everyone goes there now because it's King's Landing.
That's right.
So they've blown out their own spots.
Right. Just they can't blow him up.
There was some kind of cool stuff, like the guy who plays the Night King, that stuntman, Vlad, whatever his name is, the Impaler. His thing was cool because he was just a stuntman. All of a sudden, he's the Night King.
A star. And I heard they make the snow out of paper and water?
Paper and water, Chris.
Interesting. So, Watch it or don't.
I don't know. It was kind of like one of those things where, like, I watched it because for some reason I felt like I was going to get some closure, but no.
No closure. Give me a yes or no answer to this. Aladdin movie.
No.
Me neither. Wildlife cameras have captured an image of what is to believe the world's only albino giant panda.
Really?
A few weeks ago, we said we were sad because San Diego no longer has pandas. But now we're excited.
An albino giant panda.
Because in the Wulong National Reserve in Sichuan, China, there's an albino giant panda walking around. This is a panda with no black spots and pink eyes.
Does it have pink eyes?
A white walker.
How can they tell it's a pink-eyed panda?
I don't know.
That would freak me out.
I typed nerd news into the thing.
Really? That's what we've come to?
This is, well, just I wanted some interesting things to talk to you about because I don't want you to leave.
Did you know that in our local area here, a little girl was attacked by maybe a mountain lion yesterday?
No.
Mm-hmm. In Palomar Mountain.
Crazy. She all right?
Yeah, I think she's all right. But that guy died in Hawaii. He got attacked by a shark from California.
Gnarly.
Did you hear about that?
No. Did you hear about on Maui? A lady got out of her car to take a little hike. She was lost for 4 days in the jungle.
How does that happen? I always wonder,
Maui.
Like, how does that happen?
Because you walk out, maybe, you know, you're smoking a little
are
bit.
Are you on your phone? Like, what are you doing?
Maybe you're taking are you on pictures for Instagram. Maybe you're on mushrooms. I don't know. But she got lost, and it turned serious. I think she spent multiple nights eating bugs, eating plants. She was found by a helicopter.
They said they found her, and she was just kind of like a little sunburn, but she wasn't like malnutritioned or anything.
Well, the police and everybody searched for her for 4 days, then they just said, we're calling it off. She's gone. And so her friends chartered a helicopter, and they're flying over, and they found her.
That's how they found her?
Yeah.
Really?
Her friends got a helicopter.
Hey, Brightburn, you heard about this movie?
No.
Okay, so it's...
Brightburn.
James Gunn, the guy who directed Guardians of the Galaxy, it produced this movie.
Love him.
Okay, so basically, it's a horror movie.
Yeah.
The premise, and all this movie's been getting rave reviews. The premise is, what if Superman came to Earth? Same style, like fell down in a meteor, people find him, except he wasn't good.
Oh, it's a little kid, right?
It's a kid, and he has like a fucked up like hat pulled over his face. And he just fucks people up.
Wow.
I want to see it. I'm very excited to see
it. Do you find
it,
because you have kids too, do you find it hard to watch? Well, who knows what happens, but I find it hard to watch movies like with kids in the role of either villain or victim. Like, that's why I didn't go see Pet Sematary.
Or It.
I saw It.
You did see It.
Yes.
I don't know.
It was
shocking. I can remove myself from it.
Do you have any other nerd news, Tom?
Yeah, my daughter is super into The Walking Dead right now, and she's at the penultimate episode where Negan beats some
people. Oh, with the bat?
With the fucking bat. And she's having a hard time because her friends have told her that it's coming, and they all stopped watching after that when Glenn gets the living, his head caved in with a bat.
Yeah.
Negan. So she's like...
Glenn's dead, is what you're saying.
Glenn is super dead.
Okay.
But she is like... She doesn't really know what happens, but all of her friends are just like freaking her out.
Don't watch it.
She wants to watch it, and she's like, Dad, will you watch it? And then like, if you know it's coming...
Cover my eyes.
But I'm like, she's like, I don't know if I want to watch it. I think I just want to stop. I'm like, no, you have... It's like...
It's a coming-of-age story for the Richards house.
It really is.
It
mirrors our life.
Yeah, my 7-year-old watched the end of Infinity Wars.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, I know that was scary. You can handle it. He's very sensitive. He said,
what, when everyone gets like dusted?
Yeah, when everyone disappears. Spoiler alert.
Snapper.
So when he woke up in the morning, I said, dude, good job. No nightmares. You're awesome. And he goes, I was just thinking of unicorn kittens dancing on rainbows. That's it. So if you get scared in life, do as my son does. Think of unicorn kitties dancing on rainbows.
It's pretty like,
and everything will be fine.
It's funny how like some kids, I mean, obviously it all comes to upbringing and just who they are.
We're great parents, so.
But like, you know, you've got your youngest is kind of sensitive to that kind of stuff.
Yep.
And like, there'll be like other kids that are just like,
don't give a shit.
Don't give a shit. Like, I don't, it's just weird the way
psychos.
That works.
Psychos.
Yeah. What we call those kids are psychos.
Well, Todd, it's been a great episode.
Yep.
So.
And this is what episode was this? 90?
94.
94.
Six more to go. And till 100.
Six more episodes.
We're 100 years old.
And we are going to sell this operation.
All right. Be sure to leave comments to win tickets to the sold out Tony Hawk Pro Skater 20th anniversary Tony Hawk Foundation benefit. And
if you want to like send us anything, just, I don't know, like stuff, like cookies.
Yeah.
You know.
If you want a board airbrushed by Todd via chemistry, hit him up.
Really?
DM Todd.
If you just want to hang out.
Let's end this podcast.
Yep. Time.
Love you.
And that's time.